Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christmas is a day we celebrate. We have chosen to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the day we saw God becoming man, a man having the opportunity to become like the God kind. So for us, it's a joy. It's a great joy to celebrate it. Not only with children, but adults also need salvation. Amen. Praise God. There have been the stories of the birth of Jesus. Before his birth, some things occurred on earth here. The whole earth was without revelation, was in darkness. We were used to routine things. Sometimes you can do routine things so much that church becomes routine. You get up in the morning, come to church, dance, clap your hands, sing, hear the word, go back home. The Spirit of God seems to have hidden from the eye of man. But they also have a hope, because it has been prophesied that a Messiah will come. But that day, nobody knows. And at times when prophecy delays, you seem to forget about the prophecy. You know it's there, but you think it won't come. It was prophesied that Jesus will be born the same way Jesus prophesied that he will come back. And it looks like we've forgotten that he will come again. This time, that type of coming is not coming like a baby, so that he can enter into somebody's womb for you to give him food to eat, for you to put him on the cross again, and for you to beat him again. This time he's coming with his glory, with his might, with his power, just to take his church. So we can be preparing ourselves, like how when it was closer, God appeared unto people like Anna, like Simeon, who everybody thought the Messiah will not come, but the two of them knew in their heart that the Messiah will come. It was a time of angelic visitation on earth here. The first occurrences we heard about was in the temple when Zechariah was ministering. And the first time he saw an angel, I don't know whether the angel have wings, but said, it may be like a man. It may have a wing. I cannot describe it. But it was an angel that appeared. Because he knew anybody that have to come inside will have to walk through a certain area. But by the time he opened his, he saw he was burning the incense. By the time he was seeing somebody just within the twinkle of an eye, somebody was standing there. And he knows he's the only person who should be there. But who is this second man with me? He knew that he was the only person who's supposed to be there. But there was a second man. And sometimes you may think you are alone. But there might be, there's always the second man with you. The angel gave him a message that his prayers have been heard. Eventually, the wife took seat in her old age. Then the same angel appeared to a young lady who is called Mary. Mary received the word. She also has some fear. And anytime you meet an angel and you don't fear, then you are a god. All of them feared, but in all the fear, there was always an assurance that when God appeared to us, he doesn't appear to us to destroy us, but his appearance brings salvation. So he said, I haven't come to kill you. I've come to bring good message to you. So Mary got strengthened and received the message. And she believed the message and told the angel that it should be done to her according to what God has said. She accepted the message. It is a word that you accept. Is that word that can be impregnated in you. After accepting the word, the seed dropped. She didn't know how it was going to happen. But the angel says that the Holy Spirit is going to rest upon you because you have believed. And she said, blessed are they who believe, for there shall be a performance of what is told. And she said, there's nothing too difficult for God. With God, all things are possible. Based for with God, nothing will be impossible. This is what guided Mary. That yes, true, a woman cannot get pregnant without a man. But once God comes in into a situation, it changes the whole equation. So Christmas is God coming into our life and changing the equation. Coming into a sinful world and changing the equation of the sinful world. Then there was a day, the fulfillment of this prophecy came. It was time for her to give birth. A law was given that everybody should go to their hometown to be counted. Sometimes God uses natural things to fulfill his divine purpose. Why at that time? There's a reason. Because there's a prophecy that he should be born at a certain place. But where the parents were living was not at that place. Like some of you have traveled from your villages, have never gone back. And nothing can move you to the village. Because one, you have no house, you have no room, you have no place. So if you go there, what are you going to do? Especially if you are pregnant. So you like to live in Accra and go to Kolebu, where there are good doctors, not where there's no midwife. Even at your village, the only midwife is the traditional birth attendance. And the way you've schooled, you can't trust them. So God has to make, he has to put it, he can use political system to bring his purpose to pass. Those who are even making the rule, the one who said it even didn't know. So everybody go to your hometown to be counted, and Mary and Joseph said, let's go. Because Joseph was from the descendant of David. And David was born in Bethlehem. So they have to go there. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, the city of David. So it takes some time to walk, days to walk, because they have to go there to be counted. But the time they just arrived was the time the child had to come. But they were not going to go and come back. So when they got there, the place was full. So he went to all the hotels. All the hotels were filled. Like Easter, when you are cold, you don't go early. You don't have a house there. By the time you go, all the places are full. Hotels. There are some seasons when there's a big funeral. You don't book ahead. You go, you won't get a place to sleep. So this is a big situation. Everybody has to move to his hometown. And most of them people have left. Those who migrate are more than those who are living there. So we all leave to the big cities to go and work. But they say, let's all go back. When we went back, there's few houses that we all left there. And people are already inside. They are the one that was left. And they didn't go there early. The place was full. But they need to be counted. And the moment they got there, the baby said, prophecy must be fulfilled. Because this is the place I have to come. If decree had not been given, and some angel even have gone to reveal to Joseph, Joseph would say, look, it's a long time. You know, you have excuse for meeting. Look, there's no good hospital there. This one is God's special child. And we don't want to mess up his life in Bethlehem. We want to stay in big city where we can get good doctors to be able to take care of this so that this baby will not be contaminated with tetanus. So you give all reasons for that. But God has a way of forcing you. And while you're moving, it may be difficult. It may be like it's a punishment. So why God at this time, when this woman is heavily pregnant, and you are making her walk this long journey? Oh God, why? And you say it's your son inside. Carrying your son to, is it the problem she's going to carry? But they got there thinking that because he's the son of God, when they get there, God should prepare a person that you fail because God is with you. You go to the place, doors will open. But because of that, all doors, you've prayed, you've fasted. You know this is the will of God. You know God, I'm carrying God himself in my stomach. If I get to any house, they all walk out and leave that place for me. No. For prophecy to be fulfilled. So sometimes you may be pregnant with some good things of God and the things you go through with that pregnancy of that vision and that dream and the struggle you go through, you may think like abandoning it. Don't. The fact that you're going through all that kind of struggle doesn't mean that it's not God. It really means it's God. Sometimes it's tough when God's purpose is to be fulfilled. Sometimes when God speaks, it looks like it's difficult for that thing to be performed. But don't worry, it's part of God's way. He made that king go and be counted. You have no option. You don't choose that I won't be counted. It's not like Ghana. When they say Ghana population is like this, minus you. They went there waiting. And that was the time the baby decided to come. Joseph went to all the houses. Went to all the inns, the hospitals. It was full. Every place was filled to capacity. And nobody was ready to leave his place for Mary. Under normal circumstances, if you see a woman pregnant in that condition, there are good people in the village that can say, let me leave my place for you to come and give birth. Everybody became selfish and thought of himself. Nobody even thought that, let me leave and give these people. So they went, and when the man was desperate, I know Joseph would be more desperate than Mary. Joseph was desperate. There may be a man said, I have a manger. That place, nobody can see you. So go there. So that was the only place she could hide to give birth. But that was the Savior. They were giving birth. Jesus was born. And God revealed himself to two type of people. One was a shepherd. Or the shepherds were the first to be revealed to. The wise men, maybe later, they saw the star. And I don't think the wise men came into the manger. But they were from the east. And walking for many weeks and months. So maybe by the time Jesus came around, he was a small boy. But I believe that the shepherd were closer. They were tending the sheep. They were local men taking care. And the Bible says that they were watching, not sleeping. Those who watch, they are the ones that have the appearance, that see God. Now, they were in the same country, the same world. Shepherd living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Most shepherds would sleep by night. But these shepherds were very responsible. And they don't want to close their eyes for somebody to come and take the sheep away. Very responsible. While they were watching, they were the first people. Oh, I love that. I wish I was there. They had one of the best visitation. And an angel of the Lord stood before them. There were angelic visitations during that time. And the glory of the Lord did what? You remember God created man with glory. The reason for Jesus coming is to restore his glory. They said, all have sinned. And what? And fall short of the glory of God. So the day Adam sinned, we were waiting, when will this glory be restored? And the first shepherd, when Jesus came, they recognized, they saw this glory all around them. I pray that this Christmas, the glory of God will be around you throughout next year. And when God's glory is around you, you are able to do what God says you can do. God's glory is his power, is his strength, is what made him. In fact, it was that glory that made Adam to be able to name all the animals, and he was lifted above every animal. It is the glory of that, and that glory needs to be restored to all of us. Then the angel, the shepherd, and they were greatly afraid. You see, all those who met the angels had fear. So they also were what? Greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, and when he said, let me go. He said, me, we are angelo. We are angelo. Me. The angel said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you what? Good tidings of what? The angel is bringing good tidings of what? Great joy. So the birth of Jesus is not a sorrowful thing. It brings good tidings. And what is the meaning of good tidings? The angel said, don't be afraid. I am here to announce what? A great and what? A joyful event that is meant for what? Everybody where? Worldwide. So this news is not only for the Jews. It is not the people for Bethlehem or for Israel alone. It is for all human beings or mankind worldwide, from North Pole to South Pole, from the East to the West, every tribe and every person, rich or poor, tall or short, white or black, bulky or slim. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your size. This good news is for everyone. For your information, the good news is not only for Christians. The good news is for Muslims, for Hindus, for all other people, for all men. Jesus came for all men. That is why it is your responsibility to carry that good news to everyone, irrespective of that person's status. So, a savior has been born in David town. A savior who is Messiah. And what? Messiah and what? Yes, some of us, we want him as a Messiah, but not as a master. You want him to save you from your poverty, but you don't want to serve him as Lord. We want him to save us from the diseases and sicknesses, but we don't want him to restrict us in our fleshly desires. But he is both savior and what? A master. This is what you are to look for. He was speaking to the what? The shepherds. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a way. So if somebody tell you, you are mad and you are angry, you want to fight the person. But maybe when Jesus was young, his mate, when they are playing, he doesn't have, man. People can use anything to make fun of you. Truly, he's a sheep that was led to the slaughter. The shepherd are the people who know where manger is. No wonder the angels appeared to him. If they appeared to a professor, he will go to a teaching hospital. If they appear to an architect, you go and look at some tall building. This place here, this is good where a king should be born. But he appeared to a shepherd who understands where the baby is. The sheep that takes away, the lamb that takes away the sins of the world. So the shepherds understood. And they were the first to hear after the announcement. Then the choir was introduced. Well, you cannot make an announcement of a great king without the heavenly choir singing. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and singing. I don't know whether they were angels, but they said, heavenly hosts. I don't know whether the sun, the moon, and the rest all joined. Everything, the heavenly hosts, all that God have created, multitude, all of them started singing. We always say it's an angel, but I said heavenly host. There was a joy, and there was a perfect song that all the parts fit in well. And this is the song they sang. Glory to who? To God in the heavenly height. Peace to all men and women on earth who pleased him. The peace that he brings is not for everyone. Yes, Jesus came to save all men, but it's those who please him. How do we please him? I preach to you that without faith, it is impossible possible for anyone to please him. Anyone through faith that will receive him will have this peace and will have what he's talking about. He's talking about those by faith who will receive him as their Lord and personal Savior. They have peace within. The kind of peace he gives to us, Jesus said, is not the kind of peace you think it is in this world. It is a peace that when everybody is afraid, you have the confidence that there is somebody holding and keeping. You know the end from the beginning. That peace is not lack of trouble. In fact, it is in the middle of trouble. In him, you will have tribulation. But those tribulations will not destroy you, will rather strengthen you and take you to the next level. His birth brings, the angels, I like their song. Peace to all men and what? On where? He's not talking about, in fact, death without Christ is not peaceful. Peace to all men on earth who please him, who walk by faith, who walk in faith, that this world will not offer you what we call peace, but you can have peace from within. When things are happening, you are stable because you know the one who is in control. When things are rough, you know these things cannot destroy me because I have somebody who is in control. That is the kind of peace Jesus gives us. As we enter next year, we know every political year of Ghana, sometimes fear of war, fear. You see people threatening left and right as if the country is going to crash. Some have their own ambition and they don't care if everybody perish for them to succeed. So they will throw in, put petrol into the air. But in the midst of that, there will be peace in our heart. And we shall stand as men and women of peace. You cannot give peace if you don't have peace. I believe that one of the people have been talking it so many times, about they've been lambasting Christianity left and right. But I believe that one of the things that Christianity have attained is peace. Even though we are not called the religion of peace, but we are the people of peace. I can confidently say that wherever Christians are, there is peace. At least in our community, there is something that restrains all of us from fighting. I have lived in Christian communities. They fight, but the Bible becomes their guide. When they are angry, they say, if not because of Jesus, that alone. So sometimes, when everything is hard and high, they say, churches, pray. We'll read the budget. It's a suffer. On Sunday, by the time they leave church, they are comforted. The budget hasn't changed, but they have changed. The way they see God, they've now, the pastors lift their eyes off from the situation and towards God. And when people begin to see God, their Savior, hope comes. When people are losing hope and they look at Him, they retain. When people are trying to throw in the towel, we tell you, look, we can make it. This Christmas day, I had dried too much. I think that's why there is Hamatan on Christmas. The Hamatan makes the Christmas dry. But those whose pockets are wet, it's like it's raining. Christmas. This day, the Christmas is not like the how it used to be. Yeah, Christmas is not some fowl who will be suffering. It's not the matter of new clothes or red clothes or green clothes. It's a matter of knowing Christ and having peace within. So even if you don't have anything, you have Christ within. Let it comfort you. I feel for you. I wish I am like Jesus, who will break bread. I'll take 5 loaves or 5 fowls and share it and multiply it and give everybody a full fowl and a full bag of rice and oil. I wish I could do that. They say Christmas is there. But unfortunately, fowls cannot be multiplied here. So what do? We need strength to continue. The angel brought a message of peace. The song they sang was a song of peace. Christmas is peace coming on earth here. Why would we need peace? Man, sin, and heart, the relationship between man or a father and a son was severe. And somebody had to bring us together. And the most peaceful thing about every family is the day they come together when they don't talk for many years and one day they come together and the problem is solved and they smoke the peace pipe. That day, everybody is happy. If there are 2 tribes, if there are 2 political parties, Jesus stands in for peace. But you cannot give peace if you don't have peace. People who most of the time they like fighting. One of the reasons is that they themselves have a problem. The problem is not with the people they fight with, it's with them. Sometimes people, you look at them, same way they are angry and they want to fight you. Why? Because they don't have confidence in themselves. So the moment you look at them, they think you are looking down upon them. Are you down? If you are not down, why do you have to bother yourself if somebody is trying to look down upon you? Some of us, because we ourselves don't have peace within, when we are walking, we are angry with everything. So the anger is not the person. Just like somebody who goes to the office and his boss is very annoying. Annoying you in the office. He comes so he becomes King Kong in the house. The children, daddy, 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 daddy. Oh, so. The guy, the man is angry. Somebody have created, messed up his day and he's coming and these children are happy. The father have left and the father is coming and they are happy, expecting daddy. And make daddy, and say, hey, come. The problem is not the children. The problem is the father. Some of us cannot keep friends for 2 months. The problem is not, you see, if it's one person, you can look at it, whether the person is there. But if it keeps on happening to you and someone say, Ubi and Pema Sams. I say, how have they marked your face? Some people go, oh, Pastor Me, nobody like me in this world. I said, it's not that nobody likes you. You don't like yourself. So any place you go, you think other people don't like you. If you like yourself, and people even ignore you, you don't see. How are you getting me? So when there is peace in people, they give peace. What you don't have, you can't give. People are angry. Why? And he takes the anger to every place. Jesus came that he might give us peace. And the peace he gives us is not the kind of peace the world gives. The peace of the world is outward. And the peace of Jesus, of God, is inward. It begins from your inward being. You yourself, you have peace within. It's not the outside that influences your peace. It is your inside that influences the peace from the outside. So whether there's money or no money, you still have peace within. That is the peace that do not give high blood pressure. When that peace is with you, it is very easy to forgive people. When you have no peace, you hold on to things you shouldn't hold on to. And for your information, whatever you hold on, you are harming yourself. Just like taking poison and expecting your enemy to die. The energy you lose, keep it. Peace from within. You might not have money, but you have peace in you. You might not have anything, but you have peace. So all the time when God comes, he speaks peace to us. He said, my peace. Blessed are they. If you don't have peace, you can't make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. For what? For they shall be called what? The sons of God. Why? Because it is sons of God that have peace and they are the one that can give out peace. Once you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you have peace. Well, we all fear death, isn't it? All of us, except if there's something emotionally wrong with you. That's it. I bet those some people can't do that. I ask, why do you want to die? Pastor, I've waited. No man is coming. No, listen. Is it because a man you want to die? I say, yes. I say, if you die, will you get one in heaven? Then the person look at me. No, if that's the solution, I will help you with my prayer. If it's there, no. So if you don't get one up there, why do you want to live here?
Say, Pastor, God has been dealt with me fairly. I'm more beautiful than somebody. The person is a bad girl. Me, I know. Me, I have lived all these days for God. When this bad girl came to this church, he got a husband. Me, I have stayed here longer. No husband. What have I done? Should I also go and do bad? Then I will come back. I say no. Our life here is not marriage. If you lose your purpose, marriage is good. But in heaven, none of you will go and be saying, oh, you take, join somebody's wife, they say, oh, take the lead, I'm coming. Yes, when you can, you become a brother. This is the only place we have to marry. They say, oh, I get 7 virgins. 2 virgins. Here, 1, you can't. They want 7. Hey! You might be a very good manager. So all our work, but life here is brief. It's good to marry. It's good to have husband, it's good to have wife. But it doesn't determine your eternity. In fact, so marriages can take you to hell. So sometimes God wants to keep you from going to hell. And if you're a pastor, you hear a lot of things. Once somebody comes, he's talking about Pastor Mbese Mijawari. The next person comes, Father, God, Pastor, I've for a husband. I want to enter into it. I'm hungry to get one. And just few moments, somebody, you are convincing the person to stay in. And the next moment, somebody is pressuring you to get the person one. I tell them this life imprisonment. You can either serve it with hard labor or with love. Peace. The angelic host. These are the time of angelic visitation. Bringing peace. First, in your heart, then second in your mind. When you are at peace with yourself, you can be at peace with others. But the peace with yourself does not come from you. It comes from Jehovah God. No matter what situation you have gone through, it have created hatred and other things in you. The reason why Jesus came, your power today I'm giving to you is peace. Amen. Your biscuit in which I'm giving to you today is peace. Amen. Your rice, your jollof that I give to you today is peace. Once you have that peace, it is very easy to share with other people. So look for somebody who have the peace but don't have the outward manifestation. Get him something to eat. Amen. Amen. Then finally, the angel, they sang a song, said, glory to God in the heavenly height, peace to all men and women on earth who please God. As the angels choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherd talked it over. It was a discussion. What happened was then the discussion. Like Ghana, every week,
something is introduced. They talk, then another thing comes. So people, politicians, they know us. They say, what can obey Jai? As the angels choir withdrew in heaven, the shepherd talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed. Let's get away. It wasn't the angel that pushed them. When God revealed something to you, you must act on it. It is then that you can be blessed. Blessed are not only the people who hear, but those who hear and do them. So as I preach, if you do them, they are going to benefit you. If you don't do them, it's like literature. So they decided, what we have, we can't sit down. Let's go and see for ourselves. They left running. They left them doing what? So when you see a revelation, when someone say, oh God, have placed this into my hand, the way you go about it, I know God have revealed it. Or I know it's your mind. If it is God, you want to see it. You do things. Oh, God said, I should come and serve you. And the way you serve in the church, either God called you or man called you. The way you come to church, either you have been pushed by your wife or husband. So you come to church for your wife. If God revealed, if you come in contact with Jesus Christ, look, the zeal that you carry, you will say with David that I was glad when they said unto me, let us into the house of the Lord. Are you always happy when it is time to come to the house of the Lord? Or you do it with difficulties? Are you always happy when you are going to watch Chelsea and Liverpool? Or you pull yourself? So if you are tired, cry, the tiredness will go. And you see, some people are possessed with football. And some of them, we the pastor, some of you know, sir. When it comes to Jesus, some of you are so gentle. Use your skill in the house of the Lord too. Peace be. Say, let us go. Whenever you hear the word of God, take action. I say, do what? Anytime God speaks to you, don't wait. Don't waste time. Take action. Don't let the devil come in between. Immediately it comes into your heart, take action. They took action. Let us go there. And they left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. I just wondered how they managed to know which manger. No wonder God revealed it to them, because they are shepherds and they know where the manger is. The wise men, God had to use the star to guide them. I always say the wise men, these were the ones who went and met the baby in the manger. I don't think the wise men went and met Jesus in the manger. Said the boy, Jesus. The star has to lead the wise men. So both shepherd and wise men, the shepherd were the simple, maybe the uneducated ones. They found Christ. The wise men were the professors who could interpret their task, and through their learning, Christ was revealed to them in their learning. Professors who will see Jesus in political science. Professors who will see Jesus in physics. Professors who will see Jesus in a chemistry lab. The professor who will see Jesus in economics. That in everything that they do, they see some Jesus. They see Christ's handiwork in what they do. And what they did and their learning and everything will have to lead them. Now, every profession must lead you to Christ. If you're an architect, you must lead you to Christ. That the building that you see, that what God brings into your mind, you look at it and say, who at all made these beautiful things? Then you begin to see the handiwork of God. It must lead you to Christ. Education shouldn't lead men from God. It must lead men to God. If you learn and learn and learn, and it doesn't get you to God, you have learned nothing. So, they say, you don't mean go to school. Go to school. I will be a shepherd. No. Get the degrees. But the degrees, Jesus called those without degrees, and they called those who had degrees. He called the simple men and called the sophisticated people. And all were led to one person. That is Christ Jesus. All of us meet at a place called Christ Jesus. So on their way, and I don't understand them. And that's why professors are. They always want to do research. This thing was guiding you. And you got to a place. You're going to ask the king. Where is he? The man he said didn't know. So later, don't want to get a confirmation. People who have studied in their mind, they always want to. They don't just take God is alive, then they will take it, God is alive. They want to do research to find whether Jesus is there. So they went to the king. King, you have the jurisdiction over this area. They said some king was born here. So he called two groups of people. The king called two groups of people. You know the people? The scribes and the priests. He said, show me, because if a king will be born, then it might come from your book, the Bible. So they did the search and did search. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribe of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Then, so they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Normally, those areas, prophets don't come from the place. But they go there. But strangely enough, it is not this direction that took them there. If they were to follow only Judah, Bethlehem, they would have gone to wrong children. Then the star, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determine from them what time the star appeared. He wanted to know when the child was born. And when they heard the king, they departed. So he said, what time was it born? So they said, we saw it 2 years ago or sometime. So he said, every child from 2 years down, kum yina. Finally, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Not a baby now, the young child was. Most of the time, when God is leading us, we want to refer to men. It's good. But men can help you little. Eventually, what led them was the same that continued the leading. So when they came out, they didn't even ask of Judah the place. Before they could ask, they saw the star again, and the star continued with them. And they got there, and the thing stood at the same house. And when they entered the house, they saw somebody, a young child, maybe 2 years, maybe 1.5 years. And he was the only young child in that house. And they came. And then they knew this is, it's reflected in their heart. This is what we saw. They saw the star and saw the guy and said, ah, this star looked like this boy. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Oh. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they did what? They fell down and did what? Worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him. Gold. They presented what? Gifts. So you don't come. The first, the best gift Jesus needs from you is your body. Say myself. They presented gift, and that was gold, their prophetic gold, to show that he's a king, to show his priesthood office, that he's going to stand to intercede for us. He's going to sacrifice his life for us. He's going to be an incense that will go before the Lord, that even when we are smelling and we pass through him, we become sweet to God. Yes. So they presented his work and his office to them. Then the man called a crowbar, or how do you call it? It is to show his death, that he's going to be embalmed. This will be his death. He's going to die for us. So they came to prophesy also in their office of a professor that this is what we know. Hallelujah. This is, that says the Lord. But they also came with their tokens that also spoke like a prophet to them. So whatever you do is prophetic. Sometimes you are giving offering, it will be prophetic. Your dancing will be prophetic. So whatever you have, do it. Don't just do what people do. Do what God leads you to do, and it will be well with you. God bless you.